possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Reading through this list here.
What list?
I should be careful because people always say, I heard another radio station talk about this morning, and I know I shouldn't go to the internet. I shouldn't read stuff off the internet because I feel like a lot of other radio stations read stuff off the internet.
I feel like a lot of people read stuff off the internet.
I don't know. But it seems to piss a lot of people off, so I don't know.
Don't get pissed off.
I wasn't up this morning, so I don't know.
You know, it could be the same story, but I guarantee you they didn't talk about it the way I'll talk about it.
So
I promise you that. I promise you may not love me, but I promise I don't see the world like most people.
I don't know. Someone tweeted this story.
I am a broken human being.
And it's old. Like, it's kind of old. It's from a few months ago. But it's 11 things that are making you less attractive. I just was going through and I was like, oh no. Oh, no. The first thing on the list is bad grammar. It says a bad grasp of the English language or maybe whatever language you're using to woo a potential mate can be a turnoff romantic interest. It talked about the study that a majority of men and women admitted that they reject online suitors solely because of bad grammar or misspelling in their dating profiles. A majority of them have said no, just because of a misspelling.
Well, I think being a grammar Nazi makes you unattractive to me.
75%.
So,
of 9,000 online daters polled in the study said that they would most definitely reject someone who failed to pass a fifth grade spelling bee. Oh, I don't know what words are in a fifth grade spelling bee, but I am not confident that I would pass. The second thing on the list is your youthful looks. So I would think looking young is a good thing. It says, while you may think that appearing youthful is an advantage in the dating world, it turns out this isn't the case. The study found that when individuals are born to parents who are over the age of 30, which, as you know, my parents were
like 60,
over the age of 30. They are less likely to be attracted to people with young faces, and they tend to be more attracted to partners whose faces show signs of aging. So what they're saying, this study says, right, is that because I'm the child of parents who are over the age of 30, I am more likely to be attracted to people whose faces show signs of aging, right? Distinguished looks apparently trumps youth in this study, and the preference for older faces may win out as the population becomes more and more saturated with people who are born to older parents because older people are having more and more kids, right? So as more and more people have parents that are, you know, we're over the age of 30, more and more people are going to like older faces.
Sweet.
Number three.
Sweet.
The shirt on your back. That's right, folks. If your man is looking to attract a woman, you may want to consider wearing a red shirt.
There's
this whole thing about red. The study shows that women perceive men in red as more powerful and attractive. I don't think I own a single red thing.
That's why they say to always wear a red tie. That's why you see in presidential debates a lot of red ties.
Right. I have heard that before. Red
is. Of course you have, dummy.
Sign of power. Well, I don't own any red shirts.
Because you don't have any power.
Is that why you wore that red tie to court?
Yes.
Apparently women like it. Number four on the things making people unattractive is makeup. Urban legend that men prefer women with less makeup, whatever that means, has now been verified by at least this study. This is not to say that men are necessarily put off by makeup, but they prefer makeup looks to be more natural. So less makeup, not a ton of makeup. I guess, you know. What? You like a lot of makeup? You're giving me a look like you like makeup.
I'm just saying, man, that's how guys answer. Well, I'll answer that way. I've been through this before. They're like, no, man, I don't like fake boobs. Okay. Okay.
Supposedly.
Please.
Supposedly.
And I'm going to get a bunch of guys texting, and they'll be like, no, seriously. I'm like, oh, okay. you're in the car with your girlfriend right now, and you have, like, come on.
Supposedly, the way they do this is they look at people.
From women,
who are
it's the same thing. If I make my penis
who
bigger
has more traction, or who has
through
more
surgery and more awesome looking, wouldn't be like, oh, I prefer natural small ones. But you don't. You don't.
They're implying that these women.
If I could get plastic surgery, just gave me a six pack, right?
Yeah.
Made me look awesome.
Okay, well,
I took off my shirt. Women wouldn't be like, kind of prefer a flubby natural look. You don't. No one does. I don't. You don't. No one does.
Okay, well, we'll get to that because that's a news story today, too. Separate story. Number five, your appetite. Once the study found that hungry men perceived women with higher body weight as being more attractive. Hungry men perceived women with higher body weight as being more attractive. Once those men had something to eat and no longer reported being hungry, they no longer reported finding the same women as attractive.
What do we think? We're going to eat them?
I don't know. Like maybe they think these women will provide. They'll cook.
Billy Butler?
No.
They like have women like eat cake
or
something?
Well, that was a rumor. I don't know. That was a rumor.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, people said that. There is apparently, when we look at that.
That was an interesting thing that I heard.
There is such a thing as people who like to talk to women about eating. They like to see women stand on a scale
and
show them that they can gain weight over the period of a day. I'd never heard of it, but it's a real thing if you look it up. Number six is table manners. It says, speaking of your hunger, watch what you do when you're scarfing down your food in front of a potential romantic interest. Just another study about people being grossed out when they're on a date and people, you know, eat like pigs, I guess. Number seven, a smidge of stubble versus like a full beard. While both gay men and straight women prefer men whose faces appear more masculine, guys don't have much control over whether they're blessed with prominent brows and strong jawlines. What they do have control over is the type of facial hair that they choose to sport, and studies have shown that heterosexual women prefer men with one very specific type of facial hair, and it's not a clean-shaven look, and it's also not long beards. The study said that they prefer stubble, and they find stubble more attractive than men with full-on facial hair. You're nodding your head in there? You prefer stubble over full facial hair?
Yeah.
Doesn't your guy have like an Amish beard?
Yeah, he does.
Okay, just making sure. Number eight, flashing a smile or not. And what winds up being a rather confusing study, these men rated smiling women as more attractive, while women rated smiling men as less attractive. You got that? Men prefer smiling women. Women prefer men who aren't smiling. That's why you hear guys say, smile, baby. Come on, baby, smile.
So just to make a point here, because I had said this, and people think this all the time, the red tie thing. So when I said that, I got a couple of texts from the text line. I said, no, the Republicans wear the red ties. The Democrats wear blue ties.
They do the opposite a lot of times.
No, it's not true. If you look here, Snow Cone, I just pulled up this random picture of a Democratic debate in 2008. There are 7 men on stage debating. 7 of the 8 have some sort of color of red. It's just a red tie. John Edwards has a blue one.
Yeah, and I remember
everyone else has 7 of 8. It's just a
opposite.
I mean, geez, like if you see a red sports car, it looks like it goes faster than a yellow one. Mm-hmm. Just the way it goes.
So let's see. The last thing is women are supposed to smile. Men don't smile.
And by the way, it's all here. And Hillary Clinton's in a red pantsuit.
Worked. Should have wore red all the time. You know what? She wore blue at that last one, didn't she? That's the debate she lost. Didn't she wear blue in that one where he's stalking her? Number 9 is your attitude. When it comes to dating, there's no such thing as fake it till you make it. Whether you're online dating or meet someone through a friend or at a bar, people can smell fakeness. The more you try, the more you pretend to be someone you're not, the more people will see right through your bluff. And of course, she says when she advises others to be confident, she doesn't mean to be arrogant or aloof. You must be open to finding love. You must be open to attracting a partner. Be confident in your own skin, honest about who you are. Uh-huh. Good luck with that. That's one of those, like Lazo says. That's what they say they want.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and just be yourself there.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about how you live with your parents. And
Go ahead and cry to commercial.
In between jobs. Number 10, too much personality. Although it may seem like dating means putting your best foot or face forward, don't discount the importance of humility. The most attractive thing to me is humility. So when a guy I go on a first date with also brags about his 6-figure salary in BMW, I throw up a little bit in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What you really want is that guy to sit down and be like, hey, I really can't afford this.
Right.
You I
want
to be
Dutch
humble.
On this?
Like, hey, boy, I'm going to need you to throw down at least a tip here because Times are tough all over. That's what you want? I'm not. Stop. That's not what you really want.
Talk about your beater in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. How you need to split the track.
I had to take the bus here. Anyway, I'd say we could go back to my house, but it's my mom's house. So that'll be weird. You have an apartment or something? That's what you want.
And the last thing on the list that's making you less attractive is your undiscovered hobby. While physical features and even things that we aren't really aware of, like our body's pheromones, have a direct impact on how attractive we are to people, true attraction to another human is much more complex than grooming habits or skeletal structure. Sure it is. In fact, one study found that the single most attractive trait about an individual is actually their creativity. Test subjects were more likely to rate people portrayed as having creative pursuits and passions as attractive. Those 11 things are all terrible news. Bad grammar, youthful looks, the shirt on your back. So clothing,
wait, they want older no people. Makeup. They want people who look older, right? That's good for you.
It says that I want people who look older.
Yeah. What about girls? They don't want...
people. Anyone who's born parents. To parents who were over 30 when they had them.
Okay, well, that's fair. I mean, you can find that.
No makeup, which, you know... doesn't affect me, although occasionally I may wear a little concealer if it's picture day. Your appetite, table manners, the stubble thing. I luckily I can grow a little bit of facial hair. I have friends who can't grow facial hair at all.
You're good.
That's tough. I can't grow on like Spencer's. That's thick. That's serious.
It's also kind of red. Do you have a red beard?
When it grows out, it gets kind of red.
Yeah.
It's thick.
I'm not saying that it looks bad. I just think I'm just noticing now that it's red sometimes. Mm-hmm.
We're not supposed to smile. Supposed to be ourselves. We're not supposed to have too much personality. We're not supposed to brag. We're supposed to have hobbies.
We don't brag.
What do you mean?
You don't brag.
I feel like I make you come down and look at every single thing that I buy. If I buy something, I bring it into work. I show you pictures of it. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
I talk about all the things you'd have to do in your life to maybe one day own one of those things. Like, hey, you know, you too could have one of these snow cones. You just got to work harder. They're really big on the color red. We need to get some red clothes.
I have some killer red pants. I'll wear those tomorrow.
I've seen Hartzell in his red pants. Mm-hmm. I have heard people say that I have bad table manners, that I'm gross when I eat. You guys notice that? I feel like I've tried to work on that a little bit, slow down. My friends always told me I need to slow down when I eat. I don't like eating in front of... I don't like it when we have to go out to dinner in front of people. The idea of going on our first date and eating in front of people makes me uncomfortable. But I've tried to work on that. The rest of it, we're just screwed. This whole thing about not having a good body, just having a good personality, is such a load of horse crap. It's totally, totally bogus. And it's totally the kind of thing.
Hold on a second now. We've all been married, have girlfriends knock people up, and ain't none of us attractive.
Yeah.
So there's got to be some truth to it.
Yeah.
Unless it's just a pure numbers game.
Did any of them stick around?
Well, no. But right. I mean, none of them stick around, but didn't have a hard time finding somebody new.
Yeah, because they believed me when I lied about the six figures.
They still had to look at your body.
Yeah, but they looked past it. About the promises of big money and BMWs, you know.
That's fair.
When that didn't pan out, they said, I'm out. And that was it. I'm going to start working out, too. Ugh, been going to the Y. You know, they don't see you with your shirt off for at least the first, I don't know, couple dates, right?
Man, all these things are wrong. Do you want me to tell you what women want? Jenny, turn on your microphone, because I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, and you see, now you're looking at me and you're saying he's going to be so far off base, but when I'm done, it's going to be very hard for you to argue with me because none of these things matter.
Okay.
These are all money, looks, table manners. All of these things fall behind one word that women want in all men. And if you can show them that you have it and have not reached it, they will love you.
Okay.
Potential. Women love to see potential in men. Now, they don't want you to be destitute, but they also don't want you to have reached the top. What they need is someone that they say, this person has gotten really, really far. This person is smart. They're funny. All these other things on the list. But if they were just with me, they could reach their full potential. They could reach their full potential. And when women finally leave, it is when they realize that you've already reached your full potential years ago and it ain't getting any better. But women want, just it's like raising a child. They want to instill, they say, all these women before that old Bam Bam dated, they couldn't do what I can do. And what I can do is help him reach his potential. If he was just with me, he could reach his potential. That's why you have to show women that you have potential.
A lot of them don't even deny it. They will tell you as
I'm not lying, Jeremy.
You never
you can say that
reach
right
your
now.
Potential.
I'm
you
not
have
wrong.
So much potential as they walk out the door. You have so much potential, but
I've been with you for 9 years, and you have not gained. Right. And you haven't gone anywhere with it.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I could see that.
Guess you could see it. It's a fact. Women love potential. Now there are certain women who love potential more.
Right.
Well, I've said this before. I don't want to make anybody mad. There is not a school teacher or a social worker or someone of that nature, right, that I can't sleep with. Because I have nothing but potential.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.